On the eastern edge of Houston, the San Jacinto River flows into Galveston Bay. At first glance, it makes for a pretty view off a freeway. But if you go down by the shore, you'll spot a big sign warning people, don't eat the fish. The catfish and blue crabs here are contaminated with dangerous levels of PCBs and dioxins. It was here years ago that tons of waste from a paper mill were dumped. For some local officials, the contaminated site is an example of what they say is lax environmental enforcement, particularly by the state of Texas.
I would hope that the state will be working with the new administrator of this region and working with Harris County and cleaning this site up.
That's Vince Ryan, the county attorney. He was here to give a tour of the site to that new administrator, Ron Curry. Curry is from New Mexico, where he once headed up that state's environment department. Now he's moved to Dallas to be the chief of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's regional office. Called Region 6, the EPA office enforces federal pollution laws in Texas and surrounding states, or at least it has tried to. Because in Texas in particular, state officials have pushed back.
You think it's improving now, or do you think it's still a rocky relationship?
No, it's improving.
Curry told us one of the first things he did was meet with top officials of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, the TCEQ.
And our message was pretty simple. We want to work with you. We understand there will be times when there are disagreements.
The TCEQ has the primary enforcement responsibility, but critics say it has been far too accommodating to industry, acting too timidly so as to not scare off the oil and gas and chemical companies that have made the Texas economy the envy of many. The EPA steps in if it feels the state isn't doing its job, thus the conflict. Curry's predecessor at the EPA Region 6 office, Al Armendariz, had such an aggressive attitude, he had to resign last year amid a political firestorm. It erupted over his using the word crucify when talking about how tough his staff was on polluters. So what is the enforcement philosophy of his successor, Ron Curry? Here's how Curry answered a question about fracking, the drilling technique producing enormous amounts of oil and gas in Texas, but one that environmentalists fear threatens to pollute the air and groundwater.
We have to understand and work with the companies and work with the communities to minimize those impacts or understand them and how we are going to go forward in protecting the environment.
We got some other opinions. We tracked down Denise Fort. Like Curry, she's a former director of New Mexico's Environment Department. Fort knows Curry well and says he was under pressure to make it appear New Mexico was not too aggressive for fear of scaring away industry.
I suspect that all the energy development states have this, that we're kind of all being played off against each other.
She says Curry was able to maintain a good relationship with industry, but said she would expect him to carry out mandates from Washington, whether Texas industries or officials like them or not. We got more input from an attorney named Douglas Micklejohn with the New Mexico Environmental Law Center. He told us Curry, more than many regulators, was especially aggressive if polluters showed disregard for surrounding communities that lacked political clout.
He imposed substantial fines on a plant that had failed to obtain a required air quality permit for a chemical plant that was operated in a predominantly Hispanic and low-income community.
While that was in New Mexico, there are situations just like it in Texas waiting for Curry's scrutiny. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.